The recent outcry by the public and area community leaders over septic fees imposed by Tow River Health District has brought to the forefront the financial problems the health agency has, and one county commissioner who serves on the health district's board of directors says something has to be done.
The fact remains that the health district needs money. Its only sources of income are a very small amount that's given to them by the state to operate the many, many programs. So they have a huge gap that they have to make up that either comes from increased appropriations from the counties and increase in fees. We've looked at it over the last year and a half at cutting several positions, and I feel that position-wise that we're about as lean as we can get there. The other end is looking at administrative costs. Have we got too many administrative staff? I don't think so. I mean, it's a multi-county operation, and it requires a lot of personnel to manage the health needs in three counties. Everybody's going to go through the health district budget with a fine-tooth comb and see if there's waste, and then if it still needs to make up the difference, then we'll look at increasing the county's contributions. That's what the health district has asked for. Yancey and Avery County are funding at about $225,000 each. Mitchell County is behind that this year, or I think at $202,000. And that's a drop in the bucket to the health district's $8 million budget. It's a situation that we're all eager to get to the bottom of and make sure that we're able to continue these services that are very important, but doing it at a cost-efficient and effective way.
Nathan Bennett is the Yancey County Commissioner. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.